But does everybody kind of get the concept of what I do here? Because I want to go high, and then I'm going to go deep. Go ahead.
Matt, you said you do 30 days on a monthly. Do you not start rotating the capture pages on month two so they don't see the same capture page?
Actually, it's interesting enough. It's a great question. Honestly, what really, really how this occurred, which it's a great question because how it really occurred was this. So I reversed. This is the one I started off with. So I had a traffic one. It was like 70 traffic secrets. It was actually a PLR product that I had for as a giveaway. So this was 70 traffic secrets that I actually started testing out early. And that was the first. All my ad buys at the beginning were on traffic. Also the solo ad buys were all on traffic. And I focused on this one and had this one work. And then I said, you know, I bet I can decrease my dollars per subscriber if I actually went a little more mass market. So then I actually focused on this one. So basically, these are my both winning solo ad opt-in pages. And then what I did is I combined them. So I have two different versions I use. So I can actually double up on my buys every month. I have the make money online with the exit pop to the online traffic, and then I have my online traffic exit pop to my make money online. Same exact flow because it works, because my an exit to my offer. Same, because I've already figured out this works for both of these. So I have that same back end works for both of them, and I just flip it up. So yeah, I actually do, when I'm buying, I can buy from the same, typically, and it's not always true. Because every person's going to have a different. We can generalize all the lists in a sense, but we also going to say, hey, this one's going to, you know, there's some people that do better on my traffic one. There's some people that do better on my make money online one. But everybody's going to see the same flow here, the exit flow. However, it might be a different offer, and some people I can go back to and buy one from him today, buy another one from him tomorrow, it's usually him. Sometimes there's hers. But buy from them. But I'm changing up the copy that I'm giving them. I'm changing up the page I'm sending them to, so I can do more. Because the one way to really mass scale this is by actually doing what you kind of just alluded to, is by changing the opt-in page. I mean, just changing the front end page that you're going with. But both of mine are tested versions that I do, and that's how actually came up with the whole thing. Does that make sense? So yeah, so I can double up if I want to, and if I just add another one, because the thing is, there's only a big, huge. I mean, if you when you go through the process, even with what I did, there's only a big enough pull. There's only of the most reliable people, of the non-dodgy people, the best of that. It just kind of shrinks the market a little bit, and then once you start shrinking the market, now those people from there going back, I can actually I can keep on being. I can. Probably me personally, if I had enough time to test, I got other things going on. I'm fine with that right now. But my next goal is, because see, where this all really came from, just so you guys know, he's one of my students in my course, and the two ladies over here. I have a course that I have. It's it's no longer offering it, but it was like where I generate leads for you and I split test your page for you, and I did it. It's a lot of done. It was like a lot of work I did, but I guaranteed them 1,000 subscribers, and they were. And I actually generated all of the subscribers. I have 102 people in that program, and it's a roughly 5,000 pounds program that they people get into. And I have about 100 students in there. And so that was really, if you think magic number is 100 for me, 100 gives me enough data to be able to do all this stuff. So I had to generate over 100,000 subscribers, and I've actually completed everybody. And I did it this year, so I've generated 100,000 subscribers for students, not for myself. So that's where what you guys are getting is the result of me helping them building their stuff, and that got me. I had to get really good, because you got to understand is I built their opt-in pages for them. I split tested the shit. I went and I did a lot of work, but it pushed me underneath pressure to doing it, because even if I was selling that at the events and I was splitting the money, and then when you start really figuring out how much time and energy and what we were doing, we'd buy them, their get response account, we'd buy them, we generate their leads, we did like all this stuff. By the time it was done, I had to get really good at this anyway. And that, the big thing for me and the thought process I had was what's the fastest way I can get them good traffic, or get them traffic, get them subscribers, and really make this thing happen. And that's where all of this came from. So, but yeah, so that's one thing on there. Now, just to kind of give you, just to kind of go through a few things with you and to share with you guys, you know, basically, this isn't the best actual thing, but just to let you guys know, the one thing, and just to kind of give people a good, clear indication, you know, I mean, back to kind of square one in a sense, but bringing you through something. The reason I like to buy solo ads is because, you know, instead of doing JVs and playing this game like, hey, you mail for me, I mail for you, I found in this world, you know, I can either, you know, work my way in or I could buy my way in. It's a lot easier just to buy it. And I found that everything takes time, money, and sometimes both, and I'd rather just put money towards it to get it back faster. So that's why I do solo ads. And I pay people, basically all I'm doing, just to give you, to those of you that don't know, I'm just paving people mail to me, paying other marketers to mail their list for me, and it's the fastest way that I found to build my list and increase my clicks. Because to me, on my list specifically in the game that I play in email marketing, my whole goal is to increase my clicks as much as possible. I'm a big affiliate marketer, and I actually manage clicks. I mean, in my office, we're a data-driven company. My company is very, very data-driven. I mean, I know numbers like, I mean, I get reports to me every single week. I have people pulling numbers, giving me numbers, letting me know what's going on, and I manage by numbers. And, you know, because I don't believe, and we were just talking about this earlier, I don't believe anything that comes out of anybody's mouth until I test it. You know, to me, nothing is true. Everything is permitted to be true in their mind until I find the truth, and the truth is through the numbers. So I always split test stuff. And I go through there and make things happen. It was the fastest way for me to do things. And the reason I like solo ads is because it allows me to instantly suck clickers off people's list. Because if you think about it, even if we're looking at when I'm going to buy, we're buying clicks from people. So I'm buying clicks and they're emailing clicks, and that's the big thing I want to be very clear on. You've got to be careful with some of these solo ad providers. Some of these solo ad providers they call solo ads and they're giving you shit clicks. Like they're actually going out, might use some crazy program to be able to give you these clicks. I want people, when I say solo ads to me, just so we're all clear on the same page, solo ad to me is you've got a list, I pay you to mail your list, and I pay you for a click that you're going to send to me. And that you're not generating these clicks any other way except for their people on their list are clicking on a link going to the page that I'm driving them to. So it's, you know, they're choosing to do that. They're choosing to do that. Now, the goal to me, for me personally, is building my list to increase my click line. I don't know if you guys probably have never heard of the click line because I kind of started creating this and made up this whole concept called the click line. But for me, especially when it comes, because I'm in affiliate marketing, I'm always managing my list. I'm looking at how many clicks I can send. You know, to me, that evaluates, you know, that allows me to know a bunch of things. I'm managing clicks, and as I grow my list, the more clickers I get on my list. So my goal is to get more clickers. Now, what I mean by that is the click line, the fastest way to do it is by buying solo ads, in my opinion, especially at this moment, because, you know, it allows me, and this is what we were kind of talking about. Somebody said they're doing stuff in Google. You know, it allows me to reach hundreds of thousands of people, even millions of prospects who may or may not be able to be reached by marketing with any other method without worrying about the unpredictable changes in search engine marketing. I mean, I've been around Google long enough to realize that I'm just not going to play that game. I quit playing the game years ago after Google kept on changing the algorithm so many times. And they changed their algorithms like, you know, we should change our underwear. So I discarded them years ago, especially it was back when AdSense came out. You know, like, I mean, it just kept on getting knocked out for that. That's the only reason why I was actually doing SEO marketing, but I don't do it anymore. I don't pay attention, and I don't really give a shit about it because it's just a waste of time from there. And so, yeah, and right now, in a sense, you can't really get your opt-in pages because I'm focusing on, me personally, I'm focusing on getting subscribers, and I can't really get my opt-in pages up in the search engines like back in the day. We used to be able to do that unless it's in a smaller niches and stuff like that. Google won't pay for it, but Google hates them. If anybody realizes why, that's true, because Google hates people taking their, people taking their clicks away because they want people clicking on their ads. They don't want you sucking their searches coming away and pulling them off of their network. They want to keep people on their network, because they want the clicks. I mean, if you guys haven't figured this out in this whole internet marketing world, or especially email marketing world, you know, clicks are currency. The true currency on the internet, there's true currency specifically on the internet is clicks. I mean, it's clicks from different things. That's the true currency that's out there right now. If you can generate, you know, if you can generate 1,000 clicks, or if you can generate 500 clicks, or whatever, you could be selling these things. You know, I mean, hell, if you can generate 1,000 clicks, I would probably pay you just to test it out. I mean, 1,000 clicks is worth a lot of money to me because I know how to monetize it. So clicks are currency. People can actually, you know, people do solo ads. I'm not going to get into swapping, but hell, you know, if you don't got the money to play the game, you can actually trade clicks for clicks. You know, people are willing to do that all day long because clicks, instead of people, you giving money cash for solo ads, you can go to some of the vendors and say, hey, look, I'll trade you click for click. And, I mean, people will do that all day long, too. I'm not going to go into that, and I don't really do that right now, but I know guys that do that all day long where they're just basically, you can send 1,000 clicks, I can send 1,000 clicks, let's just trade 1,000 clicks because clicks are currency. It's like you give me $1,000, I give you $1,000. You know, same thing from there. And so just to share with you, what I'm always staring at is the click line in my business and the email marketing business, because that's really who I am and what I'm about. I wrote a book about email marketing back in 2005, hit the top of Amazon back then. If you guys look at this, and this is why understanding the click line is going to also understand the solo ad business. I kind of draw this out here. This won't make as much sense unless I draw this for you guys here. But the click line itself is a concept that I came up with, and if after noticing and analyzing my list, now you realize when I say I'm analyzing list, I've got my list, and then I've actually been able to verify everything, all my data that I have, get to verify it underneath 100 different clients. So I actually could log in to 100. I get reports from my Philippine team, and they send me reports on all the data of over 100 students. So I know their subscriber rate, I know their click rate, I know their open rate, I know this, I know that, I know everything. So when it comes to data, like, I don't know that many marketers out there that have as much, like, actually analyze and look at as much data as I do. And I'm not just looking at it as myself, I'm looking at it in an outside, you know, perspective too. Then I take all that data and I can able to make even better decisions. But the one thing that I have noticed, and this is a kind of my belief to be true statement at the moment, is the fact that there is this, you know, as I call it, the click line. In specifically internet marketing, every market's going to be different, but it's something to understand. There is a life, you know, especially in more of a mass market, is, you know, especially internet marketing and things like that. But really, there's about a 30-day, you know, there's a 30-day period when you really, it's when everything's going to happen and within 30 days. You know, I always say when a buyer's in heat, a buyer's in heat. You know, and you keep on selling them when they're in heat. But the heat, specifically in IM, the heat's about 30 days. That's the, you know, remember I said at the beginning 90% of the market's newbies. Well, newbies last about 30 days in the market, and then we have a whole new group of newbies come in. So in a lot of these lists, the life of the list, on most of the people is about 30 days. You're going to see things happen. There's going to be a couple different types of people that are on people's list. And if you understand people's list, think about this. We're paying people to mail their list. There's a reason why I buy every 30 days, maybe clearer, especially since you've identified it. I buy with one of my make money online. I buy 30 days. So actually, I do it a little bit bigger, but I do, you know, I buy with my traffic after 30 days with a different guy. So every page I can buy with it. So, but the market, you have a couple different types of people on your list. There's a type of person that's going to be on your list that's going to subscribe. They're going to come and get the free thing that you offer them, and they're going to get the fuck off. I mean, and that's how it's going to work. So they're going to come on, and then they're going to leave within 30 days. They're there, they're out. And this is really, they're going to be clicking a lot at the beginning, and they're going to leave. You're going to have another type of person that's going to come in. I call them bobs. They're going to bob up. They're going to bob down. They're going to bob up. They're going to bob down. They're going to be bobbing up, click once in a while, not do anything, come back, click once in a while, not do anything, click once in a while, not do anything. Then you're going to have another type of person that's going to come on. It's going to be an all-time clicker. They're just, every time you send something, they're always clicking. And this is after a while, after about 30 days, you're going to get a settlement and you're going to understand if you actually generate a big list of people. And we generate a big list of people and we didn't do anything for 30 days. After 30 days, we can have an established click line. And what that means is that's pretty much going to be this line that you're going to have for the rest of the year if you never did anything else. Now, you're going to have a drop off because you have attrition. But after that, a lot of attrition, after about 30 days, the biggest attrition is going to happen. After 30 days, people are really going to truly establish who they are on your list. You're going to have some people that are going to open and or actually click, click through and then just kind of leave. You're going to have other people that are never going to never going to do anything, and then you're going to have people that are really going to be always clicking. So, if I know within 30 days, typically within 30 days, somebody they should, if they're a good solo ad provider, they've got to be bringing in new fresh blood into their thing within 30 days, because if they don't, then their click line is going to decrease. So if I'm buying in the same people, I don't want the same people always. I want to buy from a guy. I want new people clicking. So the click line, the goal for me, and this is a goal for me in everything that I do, and the reason why I buy solos is because what I'm doing is I'm trying to rise this click line up. You know, if I'm dropping, let's say 1,000 clicks, of course, my goal is to get to 2,000 or whatever it is. I want this click line keep on increasing. What most of you guys don't know about me is, 3 years ago, 2008, 2009, I generated about 2.1 million subscribers. So I generated about 2.1 million subscribers. At times, I can drop about 20,000 clicks every time I dropped an email. There's not many guys out there that even played the game like I did, but we played at a mass scale and went on huge buys. And so when I talk, I'm looking through the sites of what I've done before. A lot of stuff I was doing with Sean's going to be here after lunchtime. Sean was in the CPA world. We played in the CPA world together. We spent a lot of money in CPA. We were spending, on average, $2.50 per subscriber back then. And we were willing to pay that for a CPA lead. That means that's how much it costs us per action. So we got people drive traffic to our page. And then when I figured out solo ads, I said, holy shit, this is a lot better than the CPA shit we were doing, because that's actually how we were building our list. That's how I built my list over a couple of years. In a few years in that period of time. I got away from that and then I got back in, and now I'm doing it with solos. But the whole thing is increasing that click line as much as I possibly can, because for me, clicks are currency. I can mail affiliate offers. I could actually sell clicks if I wanted to from there. But the whole goal for me is always to move that bar up of subscribers to make things happen. Here's why to me, now this is more for the newbies in the room or newer people in the room, but why increasing the click line specifically is more important for my pocketbook, and it's what we were talking about a little bit earlier, is because, starting out, my first goal is all, with my students specifically, is get to 100 clicks each time you mail, because that's when EPC makes sense. Because the metric that in email marketing, specifically, we're always looking at EPC. We're looking at, that's the metric that I actually make decisions on. That's my steering wheel that allows me to tell me which way do I steer. So I steer towards a thing called EPC. EPC, just so those of you guys that don't know, stands for earnings per click. That means how much money do I earn per click that's coming through. And so the reason why I say 100, and I've been using the word 100 a lot, and the number 100 when I'm buying my first and when I'm talking about 100 clicks, especially with somebody new starting off and stuff like that, and why I buy my initial one off 100, is because of the law of large numbers. And basically, in statistical terms, it's a rule that assumes that the number of sample as the number of sample increases, the average of the samples is likely to reach a mean of that population, which basically means, I think I said it differently, let me restate it a little bit differently, which means in statistical terms, the rule that assumes that the number of clicks, as the number of clicks increases, the average of clicks is most likely to produce sales. Does that make sense? And that's why when I'm telling you guys to buy your first buy at least 100. Don't go below because you're not going to get enough statistical analysis. You're not going to be able to do it. A lot of these guys, when they're testing, if you guys ever split tested, And if you guys really ever, I mean, when I say split test, like really split test, not this bullshit like, hey, you know, I let a few people come here and a few people come here. That's not real split testing. If you allow, you know, I'm talking, you know, a lot of clicks come through, you'll know initially something might pop and win, and then after you let it, like, really work out, something else will become the winner. You know, if you choose too early, you can get screwed because you don't allow settlement and you didn't have enough large enough numbers to truly determine how it is going to be as a mean to the population that you're dealing with, so or the people that you're dealing with. So the law of large numbers is a really important fact, and it can change everything from there. So, and so, like an example, if somebody's consistently reaching 100, you know, 100 clicks on an email drop, then you could truly feel the power of EPC. That's why a lot of, you know, newer people get frustrated because they're not used to, they don't understand the power of large numbers and things from that. So, and just to kind of share with you, that's why, if you average 100 clicks, your second goal should get to 1,000. And a lot of, and I will tell you, and the reason I'm bringing this up, and it's not an email marketing course, but it's the one thing is, there, if you actually go out there and look at the guys selling solos, there's not many guys that are doing 1,000 clicks. That you can't, and there's a handful of them, and there's more, and I'll show you them. But there's not that many people out there that are really can get to 1,000 clicks. If we look at the whole internet marketing community in general, and if you ever did a launch and really looked, I mean, unless you get some of the top guys, the reason the top guys in the marketplace are the top guys is because they can send a lot of clicks. Other than that, if they couldn't send as many clicks, they would never be where they're at. And then, you know, after 1,000, that's when things do start changing. And if for those of you who don't know, earnings per click or EPC stands for, you know, earnings per click, or some people even say earnings per 100 clicks because 100 is the magic number. And, you know, for affiliate specifically, and when I do a lot of affiliate marketing, is it's for affiliate specifically, it's the way that affiliates understand what their earnings potential is if they promote a product. And it represents the average earnings of all affiliates, which is based upon the number or conversions and clicks that they send. So from there. So just so you know, for those of you that don't know anything about EPC, because I manage EPC, like I manage EPC like crazy. We watch this number all the time. We actually look at our own internal EPC as if we had an affiliate promoting our product too. So when I build my stuff out, actually I build it as if I can actually get affiliates to mail it. So I'm looking at it from an EPC perspective. Actually, it's, you know, EPC perspective. But what it is, just so anybody that I use that term a lot, so net commissions earned after refunds, and it's divided by the number of total clicks, which stands for EPC. So that's if I mention the word EPC anytime today, that's what it is. And just to give you an example of how it works, basically the price of your product is $100. Your commission you receive is $50. You net 25 sales. Your total dollars for that commission is $1,250. You send 1,000 clicks. Basically, it's $1,250 divided by 100 equals $1.25 EPC. And the reason why this number is important, especially coming from a perspective of solo ad buying, is so that you guys understand and you guys can think about this. When you can be a solo ad provider yourself. I mean, this is not what this is about. But a lot of guys, I think it's funny. These guys go out and generate. This is what these guys are doing. They're going out and generating lists, building lists. They're getting their clicks up, and then they're selling their clicks instead of mailing affiliate offers. They're selling their own offers. One, you got to think about these guys. I mean, who are these people? You know, they're taking the easy way out is really what they're doing. It's you give me money up front, I send an email, send you the clicks. And then that's all. That's their game. That's how they make money. And then they go take that money, and they should, if they're smart, take that money and reinvest that money back into getting some, like, percentage of that, reinvest it back and get more subscribers in. And that's one thing. That's why I do my second buy after 30 days, because I need to make sure that they're actually taking some of the money they got, putting it back in, because then those clicks could decrease. The clicks will decrease, and the length of time for them to deliver will also. It'll take them a lot more mailings to make it happen. From there. So they could be playing an affiliate game, and the upside potential is higher, or they could be selling their own products, the upside potential is higher. So like us in here, we're going to them because they said, you know what, they want to take the lazy way out, they just want to have people pay them, they send an email, they get clicks. I'm not saying it's the lazy way, but it's the easiest money and the guaranteed way. But their only potential is what they're selling. Their only, you know, earnings per click really is what they're selling, and they get paid up front. So it ranges. There's people that you'll see that range from 30 cents all the way up to, you know, 30 cents to about 80 cents, 90 cents is about the average norm. And the one thing you're going to actually realize, which is actually really interesting, when I show you some of this stuff, the people, it's not like buying a, you know, everybody has a perceived thing. More it is, the better the quality of the traffic. That is not true at all. Same like the same stupid concept newbies have, and I'm going to bash you, some people in here, right now, the whole idea of this whole idea of open rate. Like, open rate doesn't fucking matter, like, at all. Like, it really doesn't matter. It's about clicks. So, you know, if you actually, I have a whole formula that I use. It's pretty simple to make money, but it has nothing to do with open rates. Open rates, you know, even open rates do not equal clicks. Actually, I've had lower open rate emails that have higher click, that have higher clicks, you know, from the email, because it's a subject line email combination that creates the click. It's not the open, it's not the subject line that creates the opens that create the clicks. It's not true. People don't realize that the subject line can dictate the actual clicks in an email. But nobody tests, so nobody knows half that stuff. So the fact of the matter is this. It's the easiest way to increase your clicks or to increase your list, you know, from things, from my perspective. And it's the fastest way to do it is to increase your list is by buying solo ads. Before we get into solo ads, like I kind of told you, when it first started, the history of it, when it first started, you paid per drop. You got a list. We evaluated, you had like a, you know, 100,000 people on your list, or 10, well actually back then it would have been, you got 10,000 people on your list, I'll give you $1,000, mail. And it was like, whatever happens, happens, you keep the money. That's how it was, that's how it really started off. There are still guys out there that do it that way. You can, if the upside potential is huge, the downside potential is really huge too. So there are people that you could just give them money, they pay, they mail, there's no like guaranteed click rate, there's no guaranteed anything. From there. So that's when it first started. It started off that way. Then it moved to pay-per-click, which we're at right now, where basically you go, you can drop 10,000 clicks. I can give them X amount of dollars for 10,000 clicks. Clicks are currency. I kind of know the currency of it. The currency rates, like I said, pretty much for a click right now in solo ad buying is between 30 and about 90 cents is what I'm, the average what I'm seeing out there. And but if he's charging 90 cents, you know, and somebody else is charging 30 cents, a lot of times what it is, and the only reason I'm picking on him because he's been around for a while on the internet, but there's somebody that's newer in here, and he understands the value of his, he understands the value of a click, so he would charge 90 cents, you know, so let's say 10,000, he'd say, okay, for 10,000, you know, it's 9,000 or whatever, I forget, I mean, for 10,000, it's 9,000 bucks for you, me to mail my list, because he knows how much more money he can make off his list. But you got somebody newer in there, you know, they're going to say, well, I'll just charge 30 cents. Even though it's, the lists are the same. He just has, a, and a lot of times, if what people don't realize when I actually really analyze this, the fact of the matter is it's really not about how much the person can truly make. It's the number that they made up when they decided that they were going to sell solo ads. And a lot of times that number that they decided it was going to be was based upon what they feel their self-worth is. Interesting observation. But it, to me, it's about their, what they feel their self-worth is. Because they, you know, think about it. He can play. He's played the game long enough. He knows how to convert. He knows how to make it happen. His experience level is a lot higher. A newer person that doesn't understand the true value of what they got their hands on, because they don't understand the value, they don't feel like they're worth as much, and they don't feel that the click is worth as much. So the reason I bring that up is you understand that, and you understand, you know, it's like the price of it is a mere reflection of the value the person gave to themselves. A lot of times, it has nothing to do with the value that they, the value of the true click. And if you guys get that concept, it's really going to allow you to really start winning at this game a little bit more. But it's about pay per click from there. And I'm betting, like I said, it's going to start moving to pay-per-prescriber, where basically people will mail and they'll do it per subscriber. I think if they do it, they're kind of idiots, because if somebody doesn't have a good split-tested page, they're going to be mailing a lot to make it happen. But there is a lot of talk in the solo ad community right now about moving to that direction, but I think they're about to kill themselves to doing it, because they can't guarantee that people are actually split-testing their shit and making sure their stuff works that they're driving this traffic to. So from there. And so since presently it's at pay-per-click, so right now it's literally you pay-per-click, that's the way we're going to go. So here's what I said. Here's what I look for. I look for people selling unique clicks. So I want people selling unique clicks. Do you guys understand the difference between raw? Well, there's two different clicks. I mean, I call it raw and unique. Raw just means raw means we've got, let's just say there's 30 people here. I'm not going to count. So there's 30 people here, right? So if everybody in this room click once, that's one unique click. But let's just say that you click 10 times because you're easy and I saw you nod your head. So if everybody in here, if 29 of you clicked once and he clicked 10 times, that's 40 clicks, but it's actually 30 raw. I mean, that's 40 raw clicks, but it's really 30 unique clicks. Just to be clear on some of the terminology in the market. So we want unique clicks. We don't care. There's a spillover, and you might buy a solo ad, and if you're tracking it wrong, you might say, holy crap, this guy sent me a lot of clicks. But really, a lot of that was raws. So they actually will send, and they might have sent you 100 uniques, but you might get 150 total raw clicks. So when you are buying from it, from there, I want to, I look for people, and actually I added a few more. These are my top three. I'm looking for U.S., U.K., and Australia. It's actually funny if you actually, if anybody followed me on Facebook or anybody's seen me, my travel, if I go into my passport right now, you'll notice these are the only countries I go to. Actually, an ad in Singapore. But when I told you I have a group of 100, well, guess where they're at? They're in the United States, UK, Australia, and actually Singapore. And so those are the areas that I actually personally go, but those are the best, where a lot of more money is made, US, UK, and Australia. And from there, I actually typically don't actually focus on, I personally, the top five they put in is New Zealand. Actually, I don't focus on New Zealanders. I'm sorry. I really don't. The bitch rate of a New Zealander typically is too high for me to deal with. From a customer perspective, so I don't deal with them. Plus, they're sheep shaggers, like I said. So. we've already went through this. No, I'm just kidding. But it is fun. It is actually really interesting if you actually do analyze it. And another thing, actually, what I am stating too, which there's going to be another person in here, but I actually have last November I broke over 500,000 customers online that I sold. So when I do look at my 500,000 customers and I look at the ones that create the biggest bitching in my customer support area, it's typically the New Zealanders, and that's the only reason I'm picking on them. They cause me more issues, so actually I choose not to go to that country. So I really won't go speak there just because of that. And I'm dead serious, and I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just I don't know if it's me or whatever. Canada is not on here for me perfectly because the same thing, I'm American and I don't like the Canadians. They're actually the second biggest bitchers that I deal with. And I'm saying this because, I would say this if I was in Canada, but it actually is interesting. It is interesting. It must be some, I don't know really what it is, but I will say that they are my second biggest bitchers of all my customers, the Canadians. So I actually, when I make my decisions on the countries I go to, I actually look at my bitch rate at 500,000 customers, and I don't want to deal with the ones that bitch the most. So I do have this like internal system of bitch rate in the office. So they bitch more. And actually, the funny thing is that I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, like, why are you, because actually, I will tell you guys, I do manage people's, solo buys and stuff like that, but I don't do it at low levels, like 25, 50, 100,000 click orders I manage for people. But somebody said, why are you doing that? And I said, because clicks don't bitch. Clients do. But the fact of the matter is, typically, like I said, typically what you're going to see is 65% of the subscribers are going to come from the top five, which are the ones I showed you earlier. The top five countries, the rest will come from all over, and which is pretty much industry norm from there. However, there's sometimes you can get solos based on specific countries, and it'll cost you a lot more if you choose to just target specific countries from there, on that, from there. And I like to buy from people that let me use my email swipe. So When I purchase from somebody, I'm going to give them a swipe. I'm going to show you guys my swipes. I've learned some things. Actually, I made a comment about Sean. You cannot take the affiliate marketing mindset to the solo ad buying world. You can't take the launch concept idea of emails with launches to the solo ad buying world. You cannot take the same thing of it's a different world. And the problem why people, I think people, one of the biggest mistakes and the one thing that's going to actually make you guys be able to make more money is by doing one little trick that I learned, and even a lot of us miss it because we think emailing our list is the same as somebody else emailing us. Bullshit. It's totally different, especially the way that I play the game, and we'll talk about that here in a bit. But I like to buy from people that let me use my email swipe. However, this is not always true. And I need an ideal world, and I'm going to give you ideal situations. And in an ideal world, I want to buy from you, say, here's the email I want you to send. Send this exactly the way I want it. Why? Because I split test the hell out of that. I know it's going to work. I know this is my best subject line email combination that I'm going to give you. Like, I give you, you know, the things. I mean, that's why my launches do really well, because I split test all my shit before it happens. And I don't just split test. I split test in five radically different subject lines, five different radically different emails. I find the email, you know, like, I give people the best stuff that I could possibly give them. So when I go to a solo ad provider, I'm giving you my best stuff. I would rather you use my stuff, because I know mine's going to make your people work hard for the click. However, we'll talk about how to do that. However, a lot of times in today's world, they're not doing that as much as I wish they would. However, ideally, I would love for you. Here's my thing, and I'll talk about what I do and how I kind of overcome that. But sometimes I just can't. I can't get them to exactly mail my stuff, but I would love them to. Even though, and that's what I'm saying here, even though I really want them to use my email swipe, many people modify it, sometimes not even use it at all, or they'll just use the link that I give them. So just to be clear, just because you give them an email does not mean these people are going to be using your emails. You want to, when we go through and we'll go analyze a few. When we're buying, you know, they will ask us, like, only give us a link. We don't need an email copy. I don't care. I give it to them. And we'll talk about that and everything else. But there are times that happens. So here's how I buy, just so you know. So when I go buy, here's exactly how I buy to make things happen. One, first, here's what I give them. Actually, I was going to take you to the page. So here's how I buy. I got to get on the Internet to do that. The Internet's not working. It is working. Oh, you did. She told me it was 0123456789 or whatever. Nice. Okay, cool. So, this is one for that. All right. So, what is the, okay, cool.
Then go to your access
it
into a
BC
Wi-Fi.
Oh, can we get to the... Yeah, let me see something here real quick. I have an account. If it works, no. Okay. I would think you would use this one. Yeah. You do?
Yeah, and it works for mine as well.
For today?
Well, my one from yesterday is still working. That hasn't been used.
Okay, cool.
Should do another one.
Fine. Wait, I think there's only one per 3-2. I'll give you yours back. 4-7. Wait, hold on. This is wrong. Skype. Let me get. Yeah, because I couldn't get on earlier. Screw it. So I can get through Skype, through Wi-Fi, through Facebook, or through Skype. This.
Yeah.
do it this way, screw it. There's my favorite thing about it. This works. I like Skype. Wow, okay. Okay, so we're on. Awesome. All right, I got on through my Skype. All right, so I'm just going to, you know, so just basically there's tons of people. This isn't the black book I'm going to give you guys. Actually, I'm going to give you my rated and graded one, but I'm just going to use this one as an example right now because I don't want to give out my rating and gradings yet because I don't want you to walk out with it after lunch. So you guys got to stay around for a while. But so basically, just so you guys know, oh, come on, that's why I hate Skype. Jesus Christ. All right, sorry. Okay, so now, so just so you know, there's tons of freaking providers, there's tons of freaking providers out there. All right, how do I, so I just go there and take it here, and that crap will go away? All right, good. All right, so there's tons of people to buy from. Just to give you an example, this is a solo ad black book that I sold on solo WSOs. We actually have increased this, you know, increased this, plus what I have is a rated and graded. I'll go over my rating grading scale later, but the fact of the matter is, we'll just go through an ad buy. So there's tons of different people on here that are selling, and that didn't work.
Go offline?
Right. Yeah, because that'll just drive me nuts all day. All right, so there's tons of different people I can buy from. And just to give you a couple of different examples, I mean, I've got a list. This is a list here, and I've got even more on there. But there's a list of people to buy from, you know, tons of different people. And when I am purchasing, when I go through and I'm just kind of walk through a buy, let me just go to this girl. And, you know, just kind of look here and just kind of analyze this. The one thing that I said I'm looking for is typically unique Skype. See, everybody's using Skype. That's the reason I got to have, my assistant's got to have it typically. Most of the time, people don't answer their emails. So, like what I was telling you, and to give you an example of, is the fact that here's 100 clicks. I can buy 100 clicks from this lady right here. 100 click order, $50. So that means she's at 50 cents a click. You know, she's at about 50 cents a click on this. She get 200 clicks, 100, 200, 300 clicks, 400 clicks, 500. What has she got up to? 1,000, 2,000. Wow, she's at about, 5,000. She must have jacked that thing up. I've never seen that 10,000 order. Interesting. So she must have just added that one on here. But the so this one, luck of the draw, was from 150 clicks to 10,000 clicks that I could buy. Now, the biggest mistake that I made when I first started buying is I was like, oh, shit, I'll just go and buy the biggest stuff. Well, that's a waste of a lot of money. You know, so that's why I came with the whole concept of buying small, buying at least 100, then going in. So if I was going to go in and test her, 99% of the people are going to pay, it's going to be PayPal. I'm going to go in and test her. I'm going to go into at least, I'm going to go do the 100 buy, at least 100 click buy, $50 for me to test somebody. So I'm going to go in basically and I'm going to purchase from her. And she, it does say unique click, so I'm actually not pointing that out. Sometimes we have to like search through and see what they say. But I would go and click and buy that through my PayPal account. As soon as I log into my PayPal account, before I go into the buy, because I actually get money in my PayPal account, I don't know you guys, but so I got to log into my PayPal, transfer the money to my bank account, then I go do the buy. Because at that moment, then I can pick the, because if you have money in your PayPal account, you can't go and use your credit card. As a funding source. They'll actually take the PayPal funds and pay with that. I don't want to use PayPal funds when I'm buying. I actually add it. I go in, I purchase, I clear my PayPal balance. That's for me personally. I clear my PayPal balance, then I go in and purchase, add fund source, change the source of funding to become my credit card. Then I go back and I go back through the purchasing process and buy. At that moment, what it does is allow me to have insurance policy. If this person that I'm buying from doesn't deliver, I know if I paid with my PayPal, like just to reiterate this, if I paid with my PayPal to this person and they don't deliver, then I'm going to lose a PayPal to PayPal conversation. Because they even if because the service, or I don't know what it is, but I've never won one in that direction. However, if I pay with my funding source being my credit card, that's when I can win if somebody screws me over. So not saying it happens, but it has happened, you know, from there. Most people, you know, most people will make it up to me, but I have threatened people to, you know, say, I don't like to be that guy that wants to go call my credit card and deal with it. I hate those people. But if I have to, there's a time I really have to, I want to have that insurance policy, so that's why I do it. So I'll buy a 100-click order from this person. There's tons of people. There's another one, just to give you another example. Some of these people will go here, this guy, here. If I scroll down and look, he's got 100 clicks. 100 clicks, 52 cents, so he's charging $52, so it's 52 cents an order. He isn't, actually. I have to go up and scroll and read a little bit more to see what he said. He said, if you prefer, and you got to read what these people say on here, too. A lot of times you got to just scroll around and see it. You know, basically, typically how it's going to work is as soon as you pay, they're going to send you a page and tell you, here's how to contact me. A lot of times you might have to go back to the page or find out, you know, how to send you your information. He said, I prefer if you send me... you provide me with a swipe, and I have the right to make changes to it that I see fit. Please submit a short and straight to the point swipe. After payment, you are redirected to an online form where you can fill in with your details regarding your solo ad. Typically, most solo ad providers are going to do that. As soon as you purchase, they're going to take you to a page that says here, put in your PayPal ID transaction, put in your PayPal transaction ID or the email address you use with PayPal. Then it's going to say, here, what's your subject line, what's the swipe, and what's the link you want me to use. So typically that's what's going to happen, you know, from there. So this person doesn't say unique. You can make your call on that. I guarantee I still buy from, I mean, I said, remember when I said ideal? Ideally, I want them to be unique. This guy's generating 100 clicks. I will track it and know. For me, I'm spending $52. I mean, I could piss that away in seconds, so it doesn't matter to me. And I make more than that, you know, so it doesn't matter. So for me, it's like I'll go figure it out, test them, come back and do it. But ideally, I would rather this person be a unique click. Come in here. Let's find another one. I'm trying to find one to give you an example of. Who's a smaller one? Here he is. Okay, this guy right here. So basically, you know. So basically, throughout here. I only accept free offers. Typically, this is true with most of them. Most people aren't, you're not going to be able to pay them to mail to, you know, a straight up offer. So the only way you can really do it is they're going to mail to a free offer. From that free offer, that's why I have a OTO. And I call it an opt-in OTO. So it's as soon as somebody opts in, I've got the OTO. It's the page I really wanted them to go to, but I'm able to suck the lead. And then I'm able to land them on the page that I want them to go to. And from here, so if I scroll down and look at this guy, I think he's going to be a small. Okay, so here's what I said. The minimum is 100. This guy's got a small 50. I'm not going to buy this 50. The numbers aren't going to make sense. Even if I bought it, it's not going to give me enough stuff to even analyze to see if it's going to be good. So I don't even buy this guy. I buy this one. I'd have to move up to the 100-click order. So I don't, when I was giving you the thing, is when I go buy, I buy at least 100 clicks. I don't go to the lowest one because it's not going to make sense. It only makes sense if I go at 100, at least give me a good enough idea if I should go big. So I go low at 100, and then I go big from there personally. So if I come back over, you know, so he's got 150, he's got a 200, he's got a 500. So I could go all the way back to the 500 with him, which I was going to say, he didn't have this. I would never go monthly with anybody until I've actually tested them. So there's a whole list, and I actually rate and grade the people as they come in. So I do my first buy, and then I rate and grade them. I'll give you guys my rate and grading scale here in a sec. But the fact is, you know, that's, I mean, what I did, I mean, it's really simple. Like, there's a list of people online. I'm going to give you guys a whole Rolodex of people. And, you know, or you guys can, you know, there's ways you guys can Google. It's really easy, or you guys can find them. But I have my list that I buy from. And then you can utilize that. You can utilize that from there. It's pretty much easy. But when I do buy, I always give them a few things. So, and I don't care if they ask for it. I still give it. So just so you know, follow their instructions to whatever they tell you, but make sure you give them these things, because we find it can screw you up. I always give them my PayPal transaction ID. My PayPal email address is not the email address that I'm using, my assistant's email address. My company PayPal address and my assistant's email address has been the biggest, I don't know why these people can't figure out that, hey, you know, they just can't put two and two together, that my assistant bought. Because when I buy, just so you know, we don't buy underneath my name. Nobody knows actually Matt Basak's buying from them. I even buy through a thing called SafeSwaps. Nobody knows I'm on SafeSwaps. It actually is just a big old bag of money, and it's like I work for a guy that's got a lot of money, and I'll buy. So that's how we buy. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it's my girl and my guy, or used to, buy. So I give him my PayPal transaction ID information. And I also give them my PayPal email information, too. Actually, I should add that one on there. But it's my PayPal ID, transaction ID, that after the purchase, and then also my email address I use to make that transaction, so that they can clearly find it and look it up. Then, and basically, just so you know, so like here is a 90 we bought from this Philip Brewer. See, my company is InfoSoft 360. So people don't get me, and this is my InfoSoft360 at Gmail. Like, people don't realize, like, hey, who we are. So we've got to tell them our transaction ID. Here's our transaction ID. We also tell them, here's the email address we use for this purchase. So when we contact this person, we let them know on that. The other thing is, we also let them know inside there is I give them my solo ad swipe file email. I am very big in testing. I test every single email that goes out my door. Every single email that goes out my door is split tested in 5 radically different emails every time I push send. So we have more data. I have so much data. I know, you know, but it's what most people don't get is it's an email subject line combination that really makes it happen. Just because I have a good open rate subject line, that's not going to be the best thing for me to give these people. Just because I have a good, you know, email, or we think is a good email, I need to know it's a good email combination. So I give them a subject line email combination that I found that works really well. Now, I want to be clear. When I'm doing affiliate marketing as an affiliate marketer, so I'm selling your product, or I'm selling your product, or I'm selling, you know, some of your product, somebody's product in this room, and you guys, I believe as an affiliate marketer, this is my belief, and everybody probably has different beliefs. My belief is this. My belief is when I mail for you, that your sales letter better do its job. My job is to get people to your page. Your sales letter should do it as a selling. Like, that's my belief when it comes to email marketing and affiliate marketing. That's my belief, so you understand. So I should be able to, in email marketing, we're outside of solo ad buying right now, in affiliate marketing, I should be able to send an email and say, dude, click this shit, Matt. And when I send traffic to your page, those people should buy. Like, you should do your sales letter should do its job. So that's a very blind email. And what you'll find is the mindset and the concept of most affiliate, typically, depends on what side of the game they play, but a lot of big-time affiliate marketers like me and Sean, and they can we drive a lot of clicks too, because we're sending very, very blind emails to our list. Now, it might be it's teaser or creating curiosity to get them to go to the page. So in an affiliate mindset, it's like, damn, you know, like for me specifically, and for Sean a lot of times, and this is where Sean made a mistake, and I made the mistake early on, is I'd write my email and it was so blind that I was generating all these clicks and it wasn't really working. So when you're giving the solo ad email, don't make it blind. And blind just means it's, you know, it's like very, like, just what I said, dude, click this shit, you know, like something very like that. I am more specific, and I'll give you an example of the emails that I send out for mine. This one's probably for the – okay, so this is for the report. So these are I have a three email sequence that I give to my assistant. And so it's for month one. It's for first buy, second buy, and third buy. That's what these are really for. And so this one would be, you know, this right here. So we are giving away a free report for 2013 for limited time. You can get, you know, you can grab my friends. We don't say, you know, my friends free report before they charge for it. Opt in right now to get instant free access. You know, and then we have a link. It helps newbies. Remember, I said 90% of the market. For me, that's who I am focusing on for the stuff that I'm doing. It helps newbies to get started online faster, enjoy it. Warmest regards, you know, name here. I put it clearly where I want them to put the link, put it clearly where I want to put the name because some people are that dumb. The next one, same pretty much concept, and all these are tested and everything else for me. And then the next one, same kind of concept from there. And these are three separate emails that I have there. So I give them, when I do my buy one, I give them buy one email. When I do buy two, I give them buy two email. And then when I got them a monthly, the first month of the monthly, we give them this one, then we have more for the next monthlies. So, but all my stuff is tested. That combination works the best for me. It's all tested to my list because I test. That's how I get my initial split test. Is actually the fastest way to get traffic is from emailing my list. So I just mail my list, get the data, split test the data, and then take it out to the base and to the solo ad buying base. But typically, that's what I'm going to do. Is I'm going to buy. I'm going to provide them. Now I don't care if that guy that I just bought from says, "Oh, don't worry about giving me a thing. Just give me the link." No, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you the email no matter what. And the reason is because I know one thing. Everybody in this world, and I don't care who it is, I mean, we can look at affiliates, because I used to say affiliates are lazy bastards, because they are, but solo ad providers, I guarantee, are as lazy as my affiliates. So therefore, and they're as lazy as everybody in this world, because everybody's pretty much a lazy bastard in this world. That's why, you know, only 1% of this world is actually rich, but or 3% or however you want to look at it, but the wealthiest are one. So I know they're probably lazy bastards. I know they're probably not going to want to write an email. And if they are, they're at least going to use as much of my copy as they can because they're too fucking lazy to write something on their own. Like, I just know people. So since I know people, I'm going to give it to them anyway. Even though he said they didn't want it, you're going to get it anyway. So I want to be clear. If I don't care what they say, I'm going to do it my way. And my way is I'm going to give you the email because I'm going to count you're going to be lazy that day because you probably will. So I give them my emails. And then I give them my link to track their clicks. Now, let me be clear. I use HyperTracker for my ad buys. I use HyperTracker just because I'm old school and I've actually had HyperTracker account since forever. When they came out with GetResponse, they came out with that HyperTracker. I still use HyperTracker. I probably had my account since like forever. So I use HyperTracker for all my HyperTracker, I use all my ad buys with HyperTracker. Today's new generation of marketers are either using HyperTracker or a lot of them are using, I just lost the name of it, but it's AdTrax Gold. So I'm just going to tell you, there's two different ones. A lot of guys will use AdTrax Gold. AdTrax Gold is like a one-time buy. And then you install it on your servers. It's a hosted script on your servers. I started playing around with it. I actually went back to HyperTracker for an important reason. This is interesting. And this is more for more advanced guys. You can choose one of them. If you want testing, I will tell you. AdTrax Gold is a one-time buy. I don't know what it is, but you pay for it once. You install it on your server, and then you'll be able to create links and be able to track things. It'll track raws, and I have an account. It'll track raws, and it'll track uniques, and allow you to see all that data. On HyperTracker, you pretty much don't get to see the uniques and raws like that, but you get to see all the clicks. However, what I started noticing is I have a lot of buys. I mean, I've bought over 500,000 clicks or something like that. I mean, in one account, What I found is that they only track uniques. So, like, if one account already had the click, then if so, like, let's say I bought an ad from him, and then I bought an ad from you, and I just bought ads from everybody here. If you had the same amount of people, if you had the same some of the same people on your list, and he sent first, then he sent his delivered his 1,000. Now I mail. Now you mail, and a couple of people mailed clicked from his list. That wouldn't count. It would go to the original one. So it actually it's like unique to a client. Unique clicks for me in my account are unique to my account, not to that individual link I'm giving them. That's the difference between that I'm finding with HyperTracker, and that's why actually I moved back to HyperTracker, actually, because it allows me to get more clicks out of people. Because then I write them back, take a screenshot. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? You sent me this much clicks. Well, I've already bought from you 1,000 times. Your average clicker has already clicked. So this doesn't get out there, but like, dude, I'm like getting extra clicks for free. It's what I'm doing. So that's why I went back to the account. When I noticed that, I was like, oh, damn. You know, because it's not, because I bought from this guy like 20 times, and so, you know, they have some of the same clickers, and they weren't getting counted on the new clicks on the new account. Does that make sense? I mean, for you, it makes sense. So now I go take a screenshot, because what happens is when you buy, and typically when you buy, so you go in and buy, that person's going to take a screenshot of the clicks that they send you. Well, I track it because I don't believe anybody. Understand, I don't believe a word that comes out of anybody's mouth. Unless you have a bigger pile of cash than me, then I actually listen to you. But if your pile of cash is smaller than my pile of cash, I will tell you most of the stuff that comes out of your mouth goes in one ear and out the other. But if your pile of cash, and I know it's a bigger pile of cash than mine, then I actually listen to people. But that's actually my rule. I mean, I swear to God, that's how I live life, and that's how I get richer. But I track the link through there and do that. So link tracking. The big thing about that is they track the link clicks. So when this guy sends me they're going to typically, when you buy, they're going to send you a screenshot and said, hey, I delivered on 100 clicks. Then I'm going to send them a screenshot back and say, bullshit, here you go. Because I'm always tracking to confirm that what they said is true. And so, and they can't argue, I mean, some people can argue with, if it's a few off, it's fine, but there are some guys that I can catch their shit because they could be calling uniques raws. I mean, raws uniques. Like, I'm calling their shit. I don't trust anybody. I mean, I really don't. So I actually take a picture of that. I send it back to them and say, hey, dude, no, you got to deliver me a little bit more. Like, I'm willing to give up a few, but I'm not willing to give up a lot. On there. So if I order a 100-click buy and I get 98, I'm not going to bitch about that. But if I order a 100-click or, you know, well, let's put it more realistic terms. If I order a 1,000-click order and I get 800 clicks, well, you know, you're going to have to get your ass kicked because I'm missing 200 clicks. So from there. So just to share with you, let me share with you, this is what I came up with when I'm doing my solo ad buys that makes my life easier. Now, I believe you could do the same thing in AdTrax Gold, but in HyperTracker, this is how I do it. I'm able to add a, you know, sub campaign to it or something where I'm able to track that individual. So basically what I mean by that is when I create redirects in my office, the solo ad provider, what I do is I take my URL, it's going to be my URL, and then the next, then and it's going to be slash, and then in order to identify that individual, I'm going to put the date in which I purchased. So if I purchased today's the 29th, right? So I'd put, what's the month, September? Okay. I don't even know what day. I don't even care. It's timeless to me. that's why I have an assistant that actually manages my time. But so it'll be September 29th. I'll literally put in the link. And then I'll put the name of the person I bought from. So September 29th, that was Peter Pippin or something like that or whatever. So I'd say September 29th, you know, whatever, Pippin. And then I'll put the amount. So I put let's say I bought 100 clicks, and then for the amount, and then I'll put how much for, which I didn't put there. So it'll be, I'll say, so I know everything about this data. So when I go in there and look at it, it's like, oh, I bought from this son of a bitch September 28th, and it's like December 1st, and he hasn't mailed. You know, like I know all that stuff. So it's how the date I bought, so I know the date, the name of the person, the amount I purchased it for, and I bought 5,000 clicks for, you know, X dollars. So it's all in there. I just don't put the dollar sign. So it's for, so it would be like 100 clicks. I'll just put 100 for, so I don't say clicks either. So I'll say my link would be 100 for 45. So I know on this date, I bought from this guy at this time for $45. So when I go in, so when I go over my rating and grading, it'll all make sense because now I can go back and say, damn it, I bought from this guy. You know, like it took him this long to deliver. You know, and it gives me an idea of how long it takes for him to deliver, how much I bought it for, you know, and things like that, and how much they were supposed to give me. I can look at that all in one link. So that's how I track it. Actually, here we go. This is a real example, actually, kind of. I just took out my ID in there. But for it would be like hypertracker.com, August 27th, that name, 100 for 39. That's exactly how I do all my links. So now I know everything about this buy just by looking at the link. Then I know if I need to track him down, beat him up, or thank him for whatever he's doing. So this gives me a clear indication when I'm logging into my account, I know exactly what I'm looking at here. I don't have to look at anything else. I know the date. I know the name. I know how much for how much. So I paid 39 cents a click for this guy. Here's how many clicks I got. Like I know it all looking at it. And then I can go figure out how much of a cost per opt-in is. And then I can look at how much if I made sales, it's all tracked in there anyway because I'm actually hyper-tracking. I'm adding sales through there. I know I spent $39 to make $150. God, I'm going back to this guy. Let's go again. You know? So I'm able to know everything just by looking at it really quick in this link. Does everybody get this? Yeah. And I think this is one thing this is the magic way I do it, I think. And it's so much easier for my assistant to be able to do it. And it's so much easier for me to know what my assistant's been doing. So I can actually log into the account, go look at all the dates, from there. From that. So I'll just give you an example of what I'm really talking about. And we'll log in. I mean, I'll just log into my HyperTracker account and show you the one that my girl's using. The girl I've got doing it, her name is Christy. And actually, you can see solo buys. I'm not going to show you everything, but connection expiring soon. Let me get in here real quick. Stats. So this is Christy, my girl in my office. If I come in here real quick, do a sub campaign, change the date to January. Come in, and I'll show you, this is just her account. I've got tons of more stuff going on. She goes. Did it expire? Ran out of money on my account? Oh, son of a bitch. Waiting. Okay, so that's just HyperTracker. Whenever it logs in, you can just see. So here's buys. So, I mean, when I go in here, I can go and look at all these guys. And, I mean, I'll just scroll through here, and you can kind of see what's really going on. So there's, like, all the buys I had her do for me. Right? So, I mean, I really am buying the shit. But, I mean, this is just her account, so I'm teaching her how to do this. Just give you an example. You know, this person right here, I bought September 7th, for $100, $50. What the heck's going on, dude? What is it, September 7th? It's been, I get these reports, but, I mean, now look at this, September 7th, haven't delivered, where are we going in here? September 7th, let's go September, August. Yeah, so, that's why we see, because actually, if you look right here, just give you an example. So this person right here, this was her first time. Her first buy was this girl, and then she screwed up. See, if she would have done this, I would see this, I'd be like, what the hell, what day did we buy? So now I'm able to analyze, on August 26th, we bought from this person $100 for $45. I got 102 clicks for that, and I got 44 opt-ins. Now, remember what I said on 100 clicks, you can't really determine sales. So we're not going to see many salespeople here on these things. This person right here, $55. So I bought from this person August 26th. This person, 100 clicks, 55. I got 132 clicks, 43% opt-in. You know, just if we kind of came through here and we kind of analyzed a little bit more, you know, we looked. I mean, here's one. Look at this one. I mean, we popped a sale. It's a $47 sale for sure. A $47 sale for sure on this one right here. Look at that. So from this person, Gary, on August 28th, I bought from Gary 100 clicks for $50, 85 things. I made at least, that's a $47 sale, I know for sure fact. So I made $47, and plus I got 39 opt-ins. You know, so kind of scroll up, there's different. And, you know, here's an 88-click sale, 250. So that means, what this means, and it tells me, is my girl went in on August 28th, bought from this person, bought 250 clicks because they didn't have a 100-click order. I mean, there wasn't a 100-click order. So we had to buy 250 from there. So just so you know, I mean, I have everybody rated and graded, and this is, you know, from here, all this stuff. We can, you know, whatever. I've got all tons of people, but just wanted to show you, like, hey, this is how I do it, okay? So that's what I mean. So I'm able to analyze things really quickly when I look at it. So I know I buy, I know the time, the date, I know everything. I know how long it's been because it's really important for me to make sure. Actually, to me, I don't really care about how long it takes you to deliver. As long as you do deliver, I care more about the results you're going to get. I just need to track this so that when I'm setting up my monthlies, I know about the time frame when I'm going to get it. Does that make sense? Like, the mindset most people have is like, shit, you know, we got this instant gratification world. I don't care about instant gratification. I want guys that are going to give me results. I just need to know who you are. Are you a guy that's going to take 4 weeks to get delivered? But you know what? I'm willing to wait 4 weeks to get somebody that's going to be a really high converting guy that's going to send me a lot of sales. I will wait for that. I'm just going to plan you. I'm going to put you, I'm going to forecast. I'm going to buy now. I'm going to put you in my calendar to know when that thing's going to be delivered to me. If you're really managing it properly, that's how you want to do it. So so basically that's what we do, and I kind of get a general idea of what's actually happening you know, from that particular thing. So does that make sense? All right, so back to the that. So that's why I track just like I said I did right there. Now here. All right, so that's how I do all of mine and all my accounts and all the buys that we do. We track it that way so we know exactly what's going on. I can analyze it really quickly. I know, and we actually rate them, grade them, put them in our thing, and I'll go over the rating and grading later. So here's how I make sure I get my money's worth, right? So, and as you know, like the whole purpose right now is, we're going to keep on getting deeper and deeper inside. And after, we're going to go to lunch here in a little bit. And after we get back from lunch, Sean Casey's going to be talking about deep inside his funnel, which is pretty cool, what he's doing and how he's making things happen. And then I'll come back in and go over some more traffic stuff. I want to, you know, even getting more deeper inside this stuff. But here's how I make sure I get my dollar's worth. And actually, Sean's here. We had that conversation. I mean, Sean can remember this conversation about this was the fact that one, I always test my subject lines in my subject line, and I already tested ones before I handed over the person that purchased, which I already told you about. But the other thing is, I always make sure that they work for the clicks. Sean, like I was telling you about, affiliate marketers' mindset is one way. We got to think in a totally different mindset the other way. And the mindset is this: do you notice what I said? Now, if you were my affiliate mailing this to mail my offer, there's no way in hell I would say, hey, go to the next page and buy. I would say, go to this page and look at this page or whatever. But when it comes to solo ads, if you notice the key phrase that I said, opt-in right now, like I'm telling them on the next page what I want you to do. I'm telling them up front because if the person reads that, they're going to say, shit, I'm not going to click on this because I know it's going to be an opt-in page. I'm telling them up front, I'm being transparent. I'm saying, hey, on the next page, I'm going to send you to an opt-in page because I'm buying clicks. I got to make that person, if he's sending out that email, I got to make that person work for more clicks to give me better quality clicks. So the more the point of this story is, the more transparent you can be when you're buying the solo ads, the more less clicks they're going to get, or the harder they're going to have to work for the clicks. So you make them work hard to get those clicks. And don't tell them you're making them work hard, but, you know, we don't want to get it out there, but we want them to work hard for that. So tell them, hey, you know, here's the deal. On the next page, you're going to have to do this. Do what? That's why I want them to use my email swipes. And that's why they probably, and that's why I sneak it in. See, like, it's not as blatantly obvious on mine, and I just want to show you right here. This is meant the same exact emails I showed you earlier. Now I'm just highlighting what one thing I wanted you to really notice. Opt in right now. Opt in and check it out. Opt in and check it out. So, you know, like, in order for you to get the support, opt in and check it out. And so it's going to decrease the clicks when they send. So if they're averaging, you know, 1,000 clicks, they might get, like, 800 clicks. But it's 800 a lot better clickers because they know they're going to go to the next page and opt in. And that should also jack up your opt-in rates and jack up your conversion rates. So more transparent you can be. You don't want to be too transparent because it'll just really scare the hell out of the person that you're giving it to. But the more unless they don't think. Most of these guys actually probably think they can't think. But I kind of sneak it in there. If somebody's actually reading, if they should be reading, and if they are, they'll know they have to opt in on that from there. So, and so, you know, when I buy from a source again, like I said, since I first go low, I buy at least 100 clicks ideally, or the lowest order. Like we saw one in there, I bought for 250. I had to because it's all they had. They didn't have 100. Then buy high, and then if it works, it goes into my averages. You'll all have an average. Like we all have a click line. We all have an average. Once you start seeing if this is above or at or above your average, after, you know, because you're tracking it, at or above your average, then you go back, you buy again from them, you buy, then you buy from, if the first and the second, buy from them again. And if the first and second one buy results are pretty much the same or in line, because I will tell you, and this is just from experience, your first buy might be like off the charts. You come back into your second buy and it might be like, what the, how the hell, like it just, because either these people aren't increasing their list, that's why I said wait 30 days. They're not increasing their list, or you bought too fast. If you buy today and then you buy again tomorrow, send them the same page, you're screwing yourself up. But if you wait about 30 days on your second buy, typically, you can wait a little bit less than that. You can do every 2 weeks. And if you actually don't have, like I'm dealing with a lot of people, so I just have to use these rules. If you are going to buy from a handful of people, and that's what you choose to do, then it's the easiest thing to do is just communicate with them and say, hey, look, how long do you, they shouldn't, if they lie to you, then you know never deal with them again, but just say, hey, look, I'd like to buy some more from you. When do you think would be a good time to buy? And most people, I have people that be brutally honest and say, Matt, don't buy for, you know, at least 2 weeks because I'll have my list refreshed by then. And then I know I'm dealing with somebody that they know what the hell they're doing. And at that moment, I say, okay, no problem. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And I actually love their honesty when they do that stuff. And that's what you're usually communicating on Skype or maybe email, you know, with them about that. And all their information is on there. And then, you know, like I said, then I start buying for monthly if it matches. The things I want to take away from this, then we're going to go to lunch from there. And then, but things I want you to take away, the goal for me personally is to always increase my click line. I want that click line to always rise. To get more, you know, grow my list so I can increase my clickers. That's what it is for me. Outside it, I want to get free leads. You know, I want to buy clicks and get my money back for free. That's why I have through there. The fastest way to do it is, in my opinion, is buying solos. And then basically, especially for the newer guys, you know, it's like 100 clicks is the magic number is what I wanted to do. The whole goal for me personally is to rise that click bar. You know, and I will tell you, I'm getting about 1,500, well, on my accounts. Now, I'm also buying for clients, too, so I'm managing a lot of clicks, but, you know, I'm getting at least, right now, about 1,500 subscribers a day or more through solos. So for me, for just my account, that doesn't include everybody else's account that I'm dealing with. So the big lessons, you know, specifically right now for this is solo ads, unique clicks, buy 100 or go to the lowest package first. I mean, it has to be above 100, then go higher. Use your credit card as the payment. Be transparent when you're giving them the email, you know, by, like, opting in on the next page, a great line you could use. Like, hey, you know, go, you know, click or go and grab this report by opting the next page link, you know, and then track your clicks yourself. Do not trust the bastards. All right? Promise. Do not trust the bastards. You got to have something to double check to make sure you're not getting fucked over. So, so just I didn't tell you this is like PG-13. So, but I don't really give a shit what you think or what you think I look like or how my language is. I want to give you guys the content and I want to put it in. But track your clicks yourself, because I will tell you, these guys, you know, some of them will, one, not deliver. They might under-deliver. They're not paying. Something could happen, too, and just give them, I mean, just give the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people, things can happen. You know, there's somebody dies, their dog dies, their cat dies. They got to cry for a week. You know, so, you know, whatever, and they might not deliver. It's just a good way to just, you got to manage your business anyway. I mean, a lot of you guys know that, but you got to manage it, and the best way to do it is tracking it. And the best tracking way I've found is doing it the way that I talked about, even if you're using AdTrack, just setting it in that way, just so you know what's really going on in your thing. So we're going to break for lunch, but Sean, do you want to kind of tease them about what you're about to tell them?
I was saying how to get rich without any work.
Oh, yeah. That's
great. He wants to come back from lunch now. All right, see you, Teezy.